This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Pets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. So we've had a lot of products on Best Pets for Pets, and we don't have a lot of products for cats all the time. And today we're going to talk about litter, but this is a special kind of litter, and it's really incredible, and it's different. And I think it's very coming of the moment because it is very environmental friendly. But we're going to talk to the founders. We'll be right back. Michelle Fern here, and you know saving cats is near and dear to my heart. Did you know that there is an estimated 70 to 100 million free-roaming cats in the United States? And without spay-neuter, that number will keep growing. Not only does spay-neuter mainly reduce the community cat population, but it also keeps cats healthier. Scooter, the neutered cat, is on a mission to give cats an extra life by making it hip to be snipped. Visit his website, givethem10.org, to help pioneer a better world for cats. That's givethem10, spelled out, T-E-N.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Ashley Halick. She is the co-founder and CMO of Soy Kitty. And I'd also like to welcome Lee Kalkman. He is the other co-founder of Soy Kitty. Welcome, Ashley and Lee. I'm so excited to have you on.
Thank you, Michelle. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Michelle.
Okay, so first, we got to always talk about the cats or whatever pets people have. So I know, Ashley, because we talked before on Catitude about other stuff, because you're a big cat person and you have four.
I do. Jackie, Joey, Vinny, and Beta. And they're all rescue kitties.
The best kind. And Lee, what about you?
I have a couple of stories about cats. I don't currently have any. I have two dogs. But there were two experiences where I lived with cats that sort of formed my understanding of them as very different than dogs and incredibly sweet animals. I lived in Seattle for 6 years with two cats with a girlfriend at the time. And my love of them came through her and through them kind of burrowing their way into my heart. And then 2 years ago, I lived with a couple of cats in a beach town where they were the property cats and I just happened to be living there. So it was their house and I was their servant, serving them food and making sure that their environment was everything that they wanted.
You know, I kind of think that's true regardless of with all, just about all cats. It's, what is that expression? It's their world, we just live in it.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
So, yeah. Okay, so let's talk about, so you created this incredible product, this incredible litter called Soy Kitty. What is it and why did you create it?
I'll take this first. So every product has a bit of a life cycle in cat litter. People don't know it started back in more like the 50s with Tidy Cat. Prior to that, cats were really going outside and people had sand or dirt outside and they were mostly outside cats. I think the people, as they started to move into cities and live in places where the cats were not outside on a regular basis, they needed to have a solution. And this gentleman created Tidy Cat, which is bentonite clay, and it kind of took over the world of cat litter. We're kind of in a new chapter of cat litter where people are realizing the environmental destruction that strip mining has and the difficulty of getting rid of anything like bentonite clay once it's been mined. And so there's this upstart of a bunch of different companies trying to create cat litter with other carbohydrates that are eco-friendly and renewable. And so we like soy. We believe it's a best-in-class product, but we're now competing and entering a space with a bunch of other companies who are trying to help to explain to consumers that the prior cat litters that have existed are actually really hard on the earth and not so great on cats. And so we're both in a, we're in a resurgence phase where people are curious, and we're also in an education phase where we're helping to teach people about what products are out there that are better than the ones that they've historically known to exist.
Okay. Yeah. So in a nutshell, Soy Kitty is an eco-friendly, completely plant-based cat litter. It's made of renewable resources. So it's made from the byproducts of making tofu and soy milk and two other plant-based products. And it's also biodegradable and compostable.
I think that's great. And it's kind of like a whole plant, you know?
Exactly.
I don't eat certain things and I don't want to get into a whole thing, but, you know, and they say, you know, farm to table, but we don't always talk about farm to table with plants using the whole plant, right? So it's a great use of the byproducts of plants. Let's talk about, okay, so litter, as you were talking about this, Lee, I was thinking about litter and I thought, you know, even not that long ago, the 50s were not that long ago, a lot of cats were mousers. They had the working cats. So it makes sense they were outdoors. And then, you know, as we became more urbanized, they, you know, it changed and cat litter was created. What about odor? You know, these days people are picky. They want a lot of things from litter. And the biggest thing is clumping and odor, because I think people can be flexible if you want to do, you know, we have to worry about the planet. There's so much going on with issues with climate and more. But even if you want to keep that in mind, also litter. So you want to be wary of odor. I think clumping, I consider that kind of a second. Odor's a bigger thing for me. What are your thoughts? How does Soy Kitty do on odor and clumping?
Michelle, I think, well, I'll just add to it. Clumping, I would also describe it as how absorbent it is. How much does the cat litter weigh versus how much does it absorb in moisture? And also for a lot of cat owners, does the moisture get to the bottom of the litter box before it actually clumps or not? And sort of that aids or harms the ability for you to clean your litter box effectively. So the formulation that we have is really, really absorbent, 300-400% of its weight in moisture. And then there are some enzymatic properties of soy that tend to be really good at masking odors, particularly cat odors. And so we think compared to a lot of the other, definitely compared to bentonite clay, but compared to some of the other more eco-friendly products, soy tends to be very good at the two major things that you described, which is absorbing moisture and masking odors.
I can jump in from more of a usability standpoint. When we were initially thinking about creating this brand, I'm a crazy cat lady, have four cats, right? And so I wanted to think about what's most important for me, as well as other cat parents when creating a litter, right? So like you mentioned, clumping ability or absorbency, the ability to mask or completely destroy odors instead of masking, how dusty it is, right? Especially because I have two cats that have very sensitive lungs and they have a little bit of respiratory issues. So I wanted to make sure that it was low with dust. And then the last thing would be the ability for whether the pellets actually track or not. I before was using clay litter and it tracked everywhere. My house was a complete disaster. There were clay-based little pebbles all over my floor. And so I wanted to make sure that these pellets didn't track not nearly as much as a clay-based litter. So those were the things we were looking for when creating and testing a cat litter.
Talking about tracking, what about also some cat litter attaches to the cat's fur? Dennis is long hair and a lazy groomer, so he's brushed constantly, but he also, you know, has had litter stick to him.
Yeah, so I too have longer furred cats. And I've run into a few issues historically with clay-based litter getting stuck to their paws and to their little behinds. And I think a problem with that is actually how quickly or lack thereof the clay litter actually absorbs the moisture. And so with our litter, it absorbs super quick. And so it clumps right away. And so it doesn't get stuck to their little paw pads, as well as their little behinds. Because I know that that little issue,
yeah,
getting your scissors out and having to like cut the little fur from their butts.
Yeah, it's not pleasant for cat or cat parent. You mentioned allergies. I was going to talk about that later, but since we're talking about it now, why not? So you mentioned that it's low dust, which is really good for cats with, as you mentioned, you have cats with lung issues, and I'm sorry to hear that, but you have also people with issues too, when certain cat litter is too dusty, and not people that are necessarily allergic to cats, but doing the litter is just, you know, not good. People with asthma or allergies themselves. Does Soy Kitty help with that?
Yeah, of course, 100%. Like we mentioned, our litter is almost completely dust-free. And so if you've been a cat parent and you've ever used either clay or corn or wheat litters, some of the more dusty litters, and you've had to pour it or scoop it, you know the feeling of having that cloud of dust hit you in the face. Unfortunately, having to breathe that in unless you're wearing a face mask. Luckily for us and our litter formulation, like I said, it's 99% dust-free, so you don't have to worry about that. So you don't have to worry about a cloud of dust hitting you in the face. So you shouldn't have issues or as many issues if you have allergies or sensitive lungs or asthma. So it's good for both the cats with sensitive respiratory systems as well as the human.
Okay, thanks. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Need the perfect gift for the cat lover in your life? Check out ComfortDiva.com. We have cat-tastic gifts to make you smile, like cat-themed tote bags, kitchen towels, quirky mugs, and stylish t-shirts. For holiday gifts or anytime, ComfortDiva.com has it all. Treat the cat lady in your life to something pawesome and save 20% with coupon MEOW20. Visit ComfortDiva.com today, because every cat lover deserves a little comfort. ComfortDiva.com, where comfort meets catitude.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to the co-founders of Soy Kitty, Ashley and Lee. So here's the million-dollar question. What makes Soy Kitty different from a lot of the all-natural cat litters? Because there's a lot out on the market. I've seen everything from corn, wood shaving, kind of, not wood, but like a byproduct of wood or something like that. A lot of corn. I think I've wheat. Maybe a version of grass. I've had a lot of litters. I really like yours, but it's a little different than other all-natural litters. So what are the differences?
Ashley and I don't know if she mentioned to you before, but we came in third in a very large competition last year and won some funding from the Soy Board and the Yield Lab Institute. And when we were there pitching the idea, we created a slide that showed all of the different comparisons between different cat litters in the eco-friendly cat space. And each one, of course, has its benefits and its detriments. And rather than go through each one of them, we landed on Soy because we think it's sort of the best product in the space. There are other ones. Simple example would be that sawdust and wood in general is a known carcinogen in the state of California. We know that inhaling sawdust is actually potentially cancer-causing. So every carbohydrate could be repurposed, like taking corn cobs and grinding them up and making it into a litter. That doesn't make it a good litter. That makes it look like litter. And so what you want to do is look under the hood a little bit more into the performance of the litter, not just that it's litter. It's very easy to buy bags that look like either pelletized or in sort of grains that cats could theoretically use. But Ashley's been talking about whether it's healthy for cats or performs as a litter is another thing entirely. So it took us a long time to arrive on Soy being, one, incredibly eco-friendly, easy to dispose of. Some people even flush it down the toilets if their cats are exclusively indoors. But we haven't seen anything do as well as this. And so it was our go-to when we decided to create a product last year.
Thank you and congrats. And we'll talk a little bit more about the toxins and flushable. That's my next question. But one thing, and I read a lot of information on your website, one thing that I found surprising is that it's pest resistant. I didn't realize, or I've done a lot of litter research myself, and I didn't realize that I have to worry about litter being pest resistant.
Yeah. So if you think about some of the other eco-friendly cat litters, so is it, for example, corn or wheat, a lot of times pests actually see that as a source of food, whereas our product is we're using the byproduct of tofu and soy milk, and pests don't actually think of that or see that as a source of food. And so we haven't had or experienced, nor have our customers experienced, any issues with pests or rodent issues. And if you've done any research on cat litter, there's definitely been issues with, especially wheat and corn, with having little beetles or little bugs show up in the litter. So luckily for us, it doesn't seem to be a problem. So it's definitely a benefit not to have to deal with bugs.
Well, and the other thing is, a lot, if you're the other all natural, it does attract bugs or pests. That's not something they're going to communicate to the public.
No, of course not.
Like a little surprise. Guess what? I mean, I'm based in South Florida. Bugs are a way of life here. So, you know, this is just, I've said it before on things that have come up. It doesn't matter if your house is the cleanest house you've ever seen anywhere. In South Florida, it is so hot. I think in all the state of Florida, you're going to find a bug, but not in my litter. So let's talk about how to dispose of Soy Kitty. Now, you mentioned if there's no, let me see if I pronounce this right, toxoplasmosis, it is safe to flush.
So we would always recommend checking with your local regulations and sanitation authorities before flushing, but it does dissolve when mixed with a substantial amount of water. So if it's all good with your regulations and it's not illegal, you definitely can. However, we do recommend composting the litter in a non-edible garden. So if you have a flower garden and you need some compost, some healthy fertilizer to make your flower garden beautiful, you can use the leftover litter in your garden as a compost.
That's a great idea.
We can also, Michelle, talk a little bit about toxoplasmosis, because I think a lot of consumers are confused, and I think it's an idea that I don't think has enough clarity in the marketplace. Cats that are outdoor hunters can encounter rodents or insects that maybe carry disease. And so if a cat eats something that is diseased, it may be in its system for a period of time, and it may take a couple of weeks to a bit more to clear that toxoplasmosis. And so the feces of those cats will be infected as well. For people that live in Manhattan or San Francisco or LA and their cats never go outside ever, that's not really an issue for them. And so I think there's a real misunderstanding of the idea of it, that cat waste is not dangerous, especially if your cat is an indoor cat exclusively.
But the thing with toxoplasmosis, this is really if whether or not you can flush the litter. And most of us, even though, Lee, you miss my city, but that's okay. But I've also, on my other show, Catitude, we've talked a lot about indoor cats, outdoor cats, and there's such a strong propensity and focus for cats to be indoor only because of all the threats that are out there in the environment and diseases. I mean, here it's way too hot for your cats. They have a catio and that's it. But most cats in the U.S., I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong because you probably have a better stat than I do, but most cats in the U.S., I believe, are indoor only. It's more common in Europe, especially England, from what I've leaned from guests over the years, to be indoor-outdoor.
I think if you are a cat owner, most Americans or people in North America will keep their cat indoors. But of course, you still have to worry about the feral cats, the wild cats that are out on the street. So it's hard to say exactly what percentage that is. But based off of some of the research I've read and communications I've had with our customers, the majority of them do keep their cats exclusively indoors.
Which we like. It's much better. Okay, so we know cats are finicky. That's just part of their DNA. Are cats finicky about using Soy Kitty? And what are some tips for transitioning your cat if your cat's a little fussy?
You know, as I get brought up to speed by Ashley into the cat world, I understand that cats maybe aren't so different from humans and that they need transitions and transition periods to get accustomed to new ideas. They like our litter a lot, but somebody who's a little bit ambitious to make the litter change overnight might have problems because cats tend to need a bit of an adoption period. So even on our bags, we have a transition cycle for the owners, which is starting to layer in some of our litter, maybe a quarter bit at a time, maybe the next week, half of the litter box, maybe three quarters, and maybe ultimately the full litter box over time, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. So the cats will naturally transition, but you don't want to make any sweeping changes in a cat's life too quickly because they are very independent and they like it their own way.
Yeah, like Lee mentioned, slow and steady wins the race. We do send our new customers a transition guide to help our customers' cats make the transition. We always recommend a 3 to 4 week transitionary period. So the cats do get used to the texture, they get used to the smell, because it'll be different than their original odor or original litter and how that smells like and how that feels. So slow and steady wins the race. For tips, patience. I would also say, yeah, patience is the main thing. I would say be gentle with the cat. They're going through a transitionary period. If you get stressed about this transition, they will get stressed about the transition. So stay calm, stay level-headed. And yeah, in 3 to 4 weeks, as long as you've taken the proper steps to go through adjusting the amount of new litter with their old litter, your cat shouldn't have a problem at all. And who knows? I've talked to customers where they start adding in our new litter and the cat just jumps right in. So they tried to do the right thing and do the transitionary period and it was not needed. So it definitely depends on your cat. You as the cat owner know your cat best. So do what's best for them.
Okay, thank you. And what about storage or, you know, multi-cat households? Are there any other special things to consider with regards to Soy Kitty?
So we thought about this a lot, Michelle, in having our litter in a resealable bag. Litter is naturally absorbent. So if you were to have litter in Florida, which is incredibly humid, you left it open, chances are it would start to absorb the ambient moisture. And so litter in general does really well when it's stored in a cooler, drier place. And so that was part of our thinking in the packaging, that our litter bags are resealable, which keeps it perfectly dry until you need to use it and has a shelf life of quite a long time. It doesn't tend to degrade. And the way we packaged it tends to keep it safe and stable for a very long time.
The other thing I'll add is we created the amount of litter in each bag to be enough to last one cat 1 month. And so the recommendation is if you have one cat, you should have at least one litter box and then one extra. So keep that in mind if you decide to make a purchase with Soy Kitty, our bag will last one cat, one litter box, one full month.
Okay. And is there any particular challenge with multi-cats? And I know that the, you know, litter box cats, amount of cats equals amount of litter boxes plus one. So you have all that. Any challenge with some cats might transition sooner than others, but you have four. Some I know might take to it faster than others. I could tell you already, Dennis could care less. Molly will be a little bit interested. And Charlotte is misunderstood, so we could only hope. But you know how your cat's personalities are. What do you think, Ashley? Any differences with Soy Kitty as at any other litter as far as multi-cats, some cats being particular? Or what about cats that are misunderstood? Is it an attraction?
So I don't think it's really any different from any other litters in that regard if you have multi-cats. But in general, if you have multiple litter boxes and multiple cats, I would recommend keeping a litter box in different locations throughout the house, making sure that the locations are private, they're quiet, in low action areas, and they're easy for your cats to get into, just so they have multiple options, because you don't want one litter box and the cats fighting to use the bathroom. That's how accidents happen. But in regard to any particularities for our litter? I don't think so. I think it's just knowing your cats, knowing cats' behavior, and making sure they have plenty of clean litter boxes and multiple locations throughout the house that are safe for them.
Yes. And for everyone listening, I do. Charlotte is special. And she was also a community cat for a while when we adopted her. So I think she just doesn't want to transition, even though she's been in the house for 7 years now. So
we all have that difficult cat.
Yes.
I think if you have multiple cats, yeah, we all have that one.
It's just how it is. She needs maybe cat therapy. Who knows?
Michelle, I think I'd like to just say that there's a huge sea change happening in the pet space, where pet owners are becoming more engaged and interested in the brands that they're buying for their pets. They want to know about the founders sometimes. They want to know the supply chain. They want to know what they're giving their pet is as healthy as what they're giving their kids or themselves. And so the companies that are starting to crop up are really in an effort to serve these people. And that's sort of the ethos of our company. So our goal is to create a long-standing relationship and a connected one with our customers, to show them a bit behind the scenes of the company so that they know who we are, how we tick, what we believe in, and that the products are in line with our values. And so you're seeing this a lot in pets in general, that the pet owners are way more actively involved in what they're doing to support their pets than ever before. And so we're trying to be a good citizen and a good player in that space. And we think we have a product. We're sure we have a product that will serve the audience well. And we're trying to do our best to connect with the audience so that they feel like they have a friend and a partner in their process as well.
Thank you for that. And you're correct. There's a lot more transparency than there's ever has been with ingredients and more than food, litter, treats, but other things as well.
And I'll add one more thing. We're a very ambitious company, but we're being slow and pragmatic about our decisions. So the next year, hopefully, is going to be a year where we continue to optimize formulation and even do some additional formulation in the US so that we have even more visibility into the supply chain and we bring the ingredients closer to the customers. So we have a meeting next Friday with some beautiful partners that may be the right fit for us. So we're continuing to expand the product line and, like you said, adding visibility to the customers so that we just continue to show them exactly what we do and who we are all along the way.
And just the last thing about that is I love my cats more than pretty much anything else on this whole planet. And so I'm keeping that in mind when we're creating new products, when we're optimizing our current litter formulation. I am using these products, and if it's not good enough for my cats, we're not putting it on the market. So our products are made with love and with a cat's safety and health in mind.
Thank you. And you also have a great website. Your frequently asked questions are very thorough. You are very explicit and just fantastic information. Let's talk about, finally, where can people buy Soy Kitty?
Yeah. So if you go to soykitty.com, soykitty.com, you can actually purchase there. We offer a one-time purchase capability as well as a flexible subscription option. So if you want to create a subscription and get delivered every month or at a cadence of your choosing, we offer that as well.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets, and I wish you great success with Soy Kitty.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, thanks, Michelle, for your support and for letting us in on this conversation.
I hope everybody enjoyed this show. Please check out soykitty.com. It's a great litter. My crew loved it. I want to thank Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly for testing out Soy Kitty. And I liked it that it was dust-free because I do have mild asthma. So anything that is dust-free is a plus in my book. I want to thank everybody that's listening to Best Bets for Pets. I so appreciate your loyalty. So thank you so much. I want to thank my guests, Ashley and Lee, for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us all about Soy Kitty. And of course, the show wouldn't be the same without the magic of my producer, Mark Winter. So thank you so much, Mark, for working your magic as you do show after show and working so hard to edit all these shows and make them sound great for everyone listening. So thank you. And hey, remember, you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.